Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mike Price, who is Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Sports Authority. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you so much. Be careful on the roads if you're out driving around at all tonight.
Luckily, I'm not, so good shape there.
Very good. You're all tucked in for the evening. Wanted to get a hold of you about an event coming up this week, the 24th through the 26th at Jennison Fieldhouse. What a great venue. It's called March Magic Hoop Fest. It's easier for you to say than me,
it's
apparently.
It's a mouthful, yeah.
Apparently, it's easier for you to say. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, this event runs concurrently with the Boys MHSA Basketball Championships that take place in Breslin Center across the street from Jennison Fieldhouse. And essentially what we've done is, if anybody's familiar with fan festivals that take place at Final Fours or All-Star Games or things of that nature, we've basically created one inside Jennison Fieldhouse for our community to participate in, and then also those out-of-town visitors that are coming into town to spend a few days with us for the basketball championships, for them to come over and participate as well. There's interactive games that will be taking place and a lot of fun stations to really enjoy while you're in here. And it's just a great event to participate in Thursday through this upcoming Saturday.
Well, so it's interactive basketball playground for children of all ages. do you mean literally, or children through adults who still think they're still kids that want to play basketball?
Yes and yes. My favorite picture we've ever taken at this event is a gentleman who's probably in his mid to late 40s, and he still has his work tie on and his shirt sort of tucked in. He's competing in the three-point shooting challenge. And it just kind of captures and embodies what this entire event is really all about. It's get out, have fun, be active, and really just enjoy yourself for a while and let go and have some fun. So we have some great stations. I mentioned the three-point shooting contest, and we have a slam dunk area with some lowered hoops in it for us, vertically challenged folks that can get up and maybe throw down some dunks on a 7 or 8 foot rim. We have some skills challenge areas as well as a number of other games. We also have a great little kid zone where some of the little tykes that are 7, 6, 5, 4, and 3 can really get out and have some fun and enjoy themselves as well while some of the older kids and adults play.
Well, and I love that idea. So you can just drop in when you're next door watching or in the area. You can just drop in and join in the activities that are in progress.
You can. You can just drop in. If you're already parked out at MSU and you show your MHSA basketball ticket for the finals over at Breslin, you get in for free. You walk in, you spend as much time as you like, and it's completely free to you. If you're in the community and you're out and about and you want to come down, which we have a lot of folks do that, we've actually had birthday parties take place last year inside and a number of different things. You just show up to the door and you're able to pay $2 to get in the door, and you stay as long as you like, and you really have access to all the games inside. So it's a wonderful experience.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is our third year. A number of years ago, when we were working to retain the boys' basketball championships and bring the girls' basketball championships back to our community, we partnered with Michigan State University and the MHSA as part of our presentation to retain those events was the inclusion of this event to bolster and enhance the event, to really make it an event weekend, not just a basketball championship weekend, not just a Hoop Fest weekend, but an event-filled weekend that everybody can point to at the calendar and really get excited about.
And you need, reading the press release, that are some information that I found on it, lots of volunteers, hundreds were mentioned.
Yeah, actually, we were so impressed this year. Like anything, volunteers are really key to making this event. Sponsors, volunteers, and community support are three very key things to getting any event together and off the ground. And we are very fortunate in the fact that, one, we have some great key sponsors with Dean Trailways, Army, Red Hacker, the DeWitt Fence Company, and to name a few. But then also, the community support has been just unbelievable. We have over 240 volunteers that have signed up to help us out over the 3 days. We actually had to, at this point in time, stop accepting volunteers to come in just because we were overwhelmed with the show of support. So we're just so excited about how the community has gotten behind this event and supports it.
Well, that to stop volunteers is huge. It says a lot about the event, doesn't it, and those participating, that so many folks wanted to be a part of it. Hats off.
We really thought once this thing got going and the community understood what it was, they'd get right behind it, and that's just proven true. We have a great region as it is, and once they know something is a positive in our region, they really get behind it and help push it forward, and that's really what's happened this year. It's really exciting.
What part of what I read about, and I made a note and underlined it, what are the historical displays? What are those about?
John Johnson, who I don't think he's tagged the historian over at the MHSA. He's the communications director, but he really has knowledge of anything that's happened in high school athletics as far back as you can remember. And he's done a wonderful job of organizing and putting together some information and some displays that we put out throughout HoopFest as well that highlight the history of high school basketball athletics, girls and boys, throughout the state, stretching back into, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and right on up into the current age. And just some really neat little tidbits and facts that will be placed around Jennison Fieldhouse that you can kind of take a read at while you're playing games or waiting for a game to open up. So it's really a neat little area.
So there really is something for everybody.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. What is the Greater Lansing Sports Authority? For people who aren't familiar, what is that you do when you're not doing the March Magic Hoop Fest?
Essentially, our mission is to attract, support, and create sporting events in our community that enhance our community, but then also provide economic impact. We're a division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, so we have some of the same missions in line with the CVB, obviously. But we really look to bring in events to our community that are going to make a difference in our community. And it's really taken off. We launched the formal brand in 2007 and worked to get to that point. So it's about 2005. To really launch that brand. And we've been very successful partnering with local groups and clubs to bring in some extraordinary events. We have coming up this December, we have the U.S. Figure Skating Junior National Championships that we're partnering with Suburban Ice and Lansing Skating Club on. And then following that in April, we have the USA Hockey 18-under National Championships coming in as well. So we have a number of people from outside the state that will be coming in for 7 to 10 days to win their championship in their respective sports, and it also creates an opportunity for our local competitors to get involved. We have a great skating community here, as we're all aware of, so to have an event like this in our community is wonderful. And then when we have the hockey championships, we're allowed to have a host team in that event as well, so it opens up that opportunity for our community to get behind it and participate as well.
Wow. A lot going on. I wanted to get more familiar with the Greater Lansing Sports Authority, so I'm glad I was able to do that. This event, again, opens Thursday the 24th. I have the paper in front of me. Do you mind if I read the hours?
Oh, please do.
Very good. 2 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. Friday the 25th, there's going to be school field trips from 11 till 2, and then it opens to the public from 2 till 7 p.m. And then Saturday the 26th from 10 to 7 p.m. When will you sleep?
Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, hopefully. We'll see how that goes. And, you know, when you get a good event like this, you don't mind losing a little sleep, and we have a great staff and support system in place, so... You know, everybody gets out there and busts their butt for a few days, but it's certainly well worth it.
And you've had a great turnout in past years?
We have. It's grown every single year, and we expect this to be another benchmark year, and we just continue to, we have that expectation that it'll just continue to do that year after year. We're very excited with this event.
Well, very good. I'm glad to hear about it, glad to be able to tell some more people about it, and have a great week with it all. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Mike Price, Executive Director, the Greater Lansing Sports Authority. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.